Sorry, forgot to unmute there. Hi, Mark. Mike McIntyre from the Free Press. Early in this whole process, you were invited to take part in the NHL's return to play committee, along with a handful of other NHL players. I just wonder what that experience was like for yourself, and obviously it ultimately led to a pretty comprehensive deal put in place.
Yeah, it was obviously an honor to be a part of that committee. You know, a lot of very good hockey players and a lot of very smart hockey minds, you know, all on one call. So it was definitely an honor to be a part of it. But, you know, a lot of phone calls, a lot of ideas thrown around. You know, there definitely wasn't a stone unturned in terms of ideas thrown around. So, you know, it was obviously it was really cool to be a part of a committee like that.
We know, Mark, that you're a real student of the game. Has the, I guess, business side or that side of the sport, has that been of interest to you, or something that you'd like to sort of get more involved with as you go forward in your career?
I think it's all about educating yourself. You know, I know when I first got into the league, I didn't understand a lot of the business side of things. You know, but you know, over the last number of years, you know, I'm the assistant rep to Laos. So, you know, it's been kind of a interesting, you know, journey that way, just in terms of learning more about the business side of things, learning about, you know, what goes into, you know, creating the cap and all that stuff. So, you know, I've enjoyed learning about it. And I think, you know, when you're in a situation like this, you just have to educate yourself. You know, you don't want to go into any meeting, you don't want to go into any conversation where you're not educated on the situation. And if you aren't, then try to, you know, do some research, do your due diligence to understand it before, you know, having an opinion on it. And I think that's, you know, something I've, you know, taken over the last, you know, number of months to really get educated on all the situations, and, you know, then been able to, you know, speak my opinion because I am educated.
And then just last one for me, obviously with what the players voted on and ratified last week, we know, and you would know firsthand the work that went into producing that extensive agreement, not only return to play, but obviously CBA extension and all that. Just your thoughts on the overall package that the players were presented with and have approved.
Yeah, you know, I think it's good. You know, obviously when you're able to, you know, make a deal like that, and, you know, in these times, it's good to, you know, keep the growth of the game going. And you know, Copper was on it, so I definitely heard firsthand of how it was going. And he, you know, he did a lot of hard work, and, you know, I know all those guys did a lot of hard work to get that deal done. And you know, I think that's the, you know, that's just something that you know, is a good thing to have in these uncertain times. So, you know, we just want to continue to grow this game that we all love. You know, it's such a special game, and, you know, we just want that to, you know, be shown across the world. And I think that's that was a good step.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark, Ken Weeb from Sportsnet.ca, just sticking with the CBA, as someone who's played for his country a lot, what does it mean to have Olympic participation back into play here?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, obviously that's a huge thing. You know, you grow up, you know, watching Canada in the Olympics, and, you know, seeing your favorite NHL players, you know, play over there. So, you know, for that to, you know, be in there is a huge positive, and, you know, positive, you know, for everyone. You know, so I'm definitely very, very happy to see that in there.
Yeah, what would it mean to you to be able to participate in Olympics for your country?
You know, obviously that's, you know, one of the greatest honors that you can ever have. You know, it takes a lot of hard work, and there's so many great Canadian hockey players. You know, but obviously, you know, I just want to continue to work on my game to, you know, make that dream a reality one day. But you know, you just got to keep working at it, keep working hard, and doing what you can for your team. And you know, if they see what you do, then awesome. But you just got to keep on working hard.
Yeah, back to the Jets. What kind of things can you take from the experiences of the last two playoff runs?
You know, a lot. I think, you know, it's obviously very different circumstances now. You know, being in a hub city, you know, fans, it's going to be different, but, you know, that adversity is something that, you know, is only going to help you grow as a person and as an athlete. And I think that's, you know, it's uncharted waters for all of us. And, you know, it's going to be the team that goes out and works hard and puts their nose to the grindstone that's going to come out on top. And, you know, that's what we want to do here for these next 2 weeks, you know, leading up to it.
Thanks very much.
Hey, Mark, it's Paul Friesen at the Winnipeg Sun. As part of that return to play committee, what was the biggest challenge or maybe the thing you guys wanted to address the most as players?
You know, I think first and foremost, it's obviously, you know, the health and safety of all our players and staff. So that's obviously the first and foremost. And I think the next thing was, you know, just keeping the integrity of the playoffs intact, you know, going with the best 4-7 series, you know, once it gets to the first, you know, official round. You know, I think that was a big thing that, you know, was thrown around the most, was keeping the integrity of the playoffs intact. And, you know, I think we did a great job at doing that.
Did you ever have doubts that this day would come, that here we are on the verge of a return?
You know, I think you just never know what's going to happen. You know, these are such unprecedented times that we didn't know what was going to happen, and you never know what was going to happen with the pandemic. But, you know, for me, it was just, you know, continuing to roll with the punches. You know, whatever was thrown our way, we tried to think of options and ways to combat it. And, you know, everyone's doing the same thing. Everyone's trying to anticipate what's going to happen next, and, you know, take care of each other and make sure everyone's health and safe. You know, when we go into this process. But, you know, for me, I just tried to stay positive throughout the whole situation and know that, you know, whatever happens, happens, and, you know, whatever's meant to be is meant to be.
What do you think the hockey will look like in that first series?
It's going to be intense. You know, we're all competitors. Every single guy in this league is a competitor, and it's going to be intense. It's going to be, you know, a little bit of time about feeling each other out, but then, you know, the competitive edge is going to kick in, and you're just going to, you know, go have fun and go battle and go to battle for your team and your brothers. And that's all you can really do.
Mark.
Hi, Mark. It's Murat Atash from The Athletic here. I got to ask a couple of quick ones going back to the Olympic topic. You've had some special times at the World Cup, and I know that you're a passionate Canadian hockey fan as well. Do you have a strong opinion on whether the Olympics or the World Cup is the most fun or the best for athletes?
You know, when it's the best of the best, it's going to make for good sports, no matter what sport it is. And obviously hockey, you know, it makes such a special time. You know, we all remember the, you know, the Sidney Crosby, you know, golden goal. You know, we all remember, you know, those special, you know, World Cup and Olympic moments. So, you know, for kids growing up nowadays to be able to see NHL players in it, I think is so huge for kids, you know, aspiring to be NHLers or playing hockey, and for the growth of the game as well, you know, showing people how special our sport is and how special we are as athletes. And I think that's a huge thing for our game.
Do you have any thoughts on, I mean, you mentioned, you know, Crosby in overtime, for example, or there's a whole generation that knows Gretzky to Lemieux, these epic Canadian moments. Do you have any thoughts on what it could mean to have a Sid to Connor or a Mark in there as well, like what the next generation of that could look like?
Yeah, it would be very special. I think it comes back to, you know, the growth of the game, and you know, when there's those special moments that play over in kids' minds, you know, I think that does so much for growing the game, and you know, for me as a hockey player as well, to see that would be so special and would give me the chills. You know, so that's definitely very, very big. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we see some of those special moments in the future.
Hi, Mark. Tim Campbell, NHL.com. You were not playing with Blake Wheeler for a considerable amount of this season, but early indication from the coach and the line combinations are that you're going to continue with him now. Just some thoughts about how comfortable that is and how beneficial that is, not just to you, but to the team.
Oh, I think it's awesome. You know, for me personally, you know, obviously I love playing with the Wheels. I love playing with KC, you know, that we've spent a lot of time together and had a lot of success together. And, you know, before the stoppage of the season, we were, you know, humming along pretty good. So, you know, we just want to keep that going. You know, they're both very, very special players, and, you know, me and Wheels have had you know, we skate together in the summers. We do a lot of extra work together to make sure that our games are good. And, you know, to start this thing off with those two guys definitely is an honor for me. And, you know, I'm very excited to get back into game form with them.
And just to follow up, how ready would you say you guys will be for the A checkers and the A defensemen of all your opponents from here to the end?
Well, we got to be ready. You know, we got to be 100% ready. That's our job. We gotta, you know, we got to continue to work hard and focus on our game, you know, every practice that we have leading up to this play-in series. And, you know, we got to be at our best starting, you know, first shift of game one. It's, you know, that's the crucial thing. You know, whatever team comes out hot is going to have the advantage. And, you know, we got to work every single day here to make sure that we're ready to go come game one.
Hi, Mark. Sarah Orleski. Just wondering, how do you personally approach these next 2 weeks before you guys go into that bubble and make the move to Edmonton?
Just work on your game. That's usually my answer to a lot of that stuff. You know, you don't know what to expect. You just got to go out there every day and work on your game and understand what what felt good the day before and what didn't, and keep on getting your reps in, keep working on your game, keep getting better every day. And, you know, that's all you can do. So I'm just going to keep working on my game with the guys on the team, and you know, I'll push each other to be a little better every day.
What do you see as being the biggest challenge of play-in series, with it being not only a best of five, but obviously the other variables that you aren't used to up to this point about being in a bubble?
Yeah, it's going to be different. You know, everyone's in the same boat though, so there's no excuses. There's, you know, when you look at it in a positive way, you're going to come out, you know, feeling better. Other than if you were negative about the whole situation, so. You know, we just have to, you know, be positive, keep working hard at our game, keep enjoying playing this beautiful game. And you know, that's all you can do. That's all you can think about. And you know, let the rest take over.
Mark, Sean Reynolds here. You've talked about needing to be at the top of your game. And I've talked with you in the past. You're as in tune with your body as any athlete that I've talked to before. This is such a unique experience. How daunting, and maybe in the case of injury, delicate a task is it to get to the top of your game in such a short window?
You know, it all depends on the work that you put in, you know, over these 4 months. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we've had 4 months off, and obviously it's different times with, you know, a lot of rinks being closed and you're not being able to do a whole lot, but you know, that's when you get creative and you start thinking of new ways that you can, you know, benefit your body and understanding your body a little more. And, you know, that's what I did. I started to learn more about, you know, what works for me and what's going to make me a better hockey player. And then, you know, once getting on the ice, then focus on what can make me a better hockey player come the play-in series. So it's a matter of taking care of your body, getting your rest, making sure you're doing all the proper things. And then, you know, just letting the rest take over.
So how different would you say this past break that you've been on, how different has it been from, you know, your typical summer off?
Yeah, it's been very different. You know, when there's rinks closed and, you know, don't have access to gyms and, you know, all that stuff, you know, like I said before, you got to get creative. So, you know, I found new ways to, you know, push myself and push my body and new ways to, you know, get in shape. So, you know, there's a whole lot of new things that I had to learn about myself. And, you know, I had to, you know, use my creative side of my brain that sometimes always isn't great. So, you know, push me to be a better athlete and push me to be a better thinker. And, you know, you just have to look at it in that positive way of, you know, this is only going to make you stronger. And this adversity is only going to make you a better person and, you know, grow you as an individual. And, you know, that's the way I've taken this entire process.